Lesson plans are inadequate. Library resources and textbooks are outdated. Qualifications and criminal background checks on employees are lacking. Student records lack documentation and data. 24 students participated in graduation exercises without documentation to support they met the minimum requirements, which calls into question their graduation rate. The district has failed to provide children with disabilities a free, appropriate public education. Safety plans and crisis management plans are outdated. The transportation fleet needs maintenance. Clean and sanitary facilities are not being provided. There's a litany of issues with report discrepancies between contracts, employees and emphasis, and with salaries. The superintendent has failed to provide effective educational leadership and effective implementation of policies, and has failed to develop board and community relations. The board and the superintendent have failed to comply with the financial accountability standard. And speaking of finances, the district has significant deficits, and the ability to continue making payroll is questionable. They're non-compliant with the audits. They've questioned costs under federal programs. Without money to operate the district, the teachers cannot be paid. Therefore, there will be no instruction, there'll be no learning, there'll be no growing for those students in that district. School starts in a couple of weeks. This is critical. The district has met the state board's definition of failing for two consecutive years. More than 50% of the schools are failing. Based on the 2017 accountability data, the district performed at the bottom of the state in reading, math, science, U.S. history, and Algebra 1. Nothing changes if nothing changes.